السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن أمته ومن لا غنى به طرفة عين عن رحمته وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المسداة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألها وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض. In the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. I bear witness that Allah the Almighty, He sent us the prophets and messengers to take us from darkness to light. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His salawat and blessing upon all the prophets and messengers sent by Him, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam. To Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, to the final prophet and the sealed prophethood, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful day of Jum'ah, Ya Allah, send your salawat, blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wives of Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad, the household of Muhammad, and the followers of Muhammad. And Ya Allah, we ask you in this day that you answer the dua in this day. Ya Allah, make us among the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you that in the day of judgment, when we are resurrected, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader to take us to Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity and the chance and the blessing to drink from the blessed hand of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Hawd al-Kawthar in the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, 2 weeks ago exactly, I had the privilege and the opportunity to visit the Republic of Turkey to attend the elections. And we all know the election, this is, as CNN actually mentioned, this is the most important election of 2023. And we have seen how many coverage this election got in the Western media in the Middle East, in the media around the world. And myself, I spent about 2 days there going around different campaigns to check in the elections with brothers from Southern California. I get to notice something very important there. that I have seen brothers and sisters and people actually who came from Pakistan to observe the elections. I have seen brothers and sisters from Azerbaijan who came to observe the elections. I've seen brothers and sisters from Syria who came to observe the elections. I've seen brothers and sisters from Europe, actually, Muslims and non-Muslims, to come to observe the elections. And something so important for me, I believe, when I saw this older gentleman, actually, in one of the stations, and he saw me speaking Arabic, he came to me and he said, "Brother, where are you from? You speak Arabic." So I asked him the same thing, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Palestine." He said, "I'm an imam in a masjid in Bir Sebr in Palestine. I just came to check the elections." And I get to ask myself, what was so important for the ummah and the people around the world to care about it? What is so special about it? And there are many reasons, many political reasons you can call it, or many different reasons that you call it, you want to call it. And you can, you know, check the both candidates and see their track record and check why everybody cared about these elections. But I can say, one of the main reasons of why people, and Muslims specifically, and this ummah follow this election, that's as ummah, we long, and we are longing for a great leader and great leaders. We haven't had, I would say, in the past 100 years, the Muslim ummah been suffering because one of the reasons that we don't have great leaders, that they create the vision into reality. And this is one of the definitions of leadership. That one of the definitions of leadership is, leader is capable of translating vision into reality. And this is something we have been suffering a lot from in the past 100 years. And also, I've noticed that many people actually worried and they want leaders. And you see people of Pakistan, you see people of India, people of Kashmir, you see people of Yemen, you see people everywhere around the world. You see Muslim in America, we're looking for leaders that we follow. Because if you study and you study leadership or you study the psychology of leadership, you see, that's so important for people to have a leader to follow. This is something very important. But before we look at throughout history, because humanity and mankind had so much leaders, they got them to be able to lead them from vision to reality. We need to define and understand what is leadership? What does it mean, leadership? And there is modern and all times definition of leadership. But one of the important definitions, I found it, it's by Kevin Cruz, who defined leadership in 2013. He's an author, he's a writer in leadership. He said, leadership is a process of social influence which maximizes the efforts of others toward achieving of a goal. So leadership requires that you influence. Who do you influence? Others. So leadership requires two important things. Number one, require leaders or a leader, and require followers, that we have to have followers. And those people, the leaders and the followers, should have what? A common goal they try to achieve. They work together to try to achieve a common goal. So throughout the Quran, I was reading the Quran and trying to see who is that somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed as a leader for us. We know our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader and our, you know, our guide, our role model, our example. And no one can deny that. But also when I look at the Quran deeply, I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one of the prophets specifically to be the imam. And all the prophets were the imam of humanity and leaders of humanity. But since we are in the season of Hajj, we have to talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Baqarah, he says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Ibrahim was tested by his Lord, and Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled and he passed the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Inni ja'iluka lidnasi imama, I will make you into a leader of humanity of people. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, in order for him to become a leader, he had to go through a test. And every single leader in our time, in order for them to be leaders, they have to go through what? Through test. Don't think a leader that just came decided to be a leader just because people voted for him didn't go through test. And if he didn't go, or she didn't go through test, then this is not a solid leader that we're looking forward to. Must be tested. And if I look deeply into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went through many tests. that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on described him in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, when he described Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, "Inna Ibrahim kana umma." And this is something the scholars, they want in many ways trying to describe or to try to give definition to ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about Ibrahim alayhi salam, indeed, Ibrahim was an ummah. We know the definition of ummah. We are ummah of Islam. But is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant by Ibrahim alayhi salam? How can be a single person become ruler, become an ummah by himself? The scholars, when they talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam in that sense, in that ayah, there's two main description or tafsir of this ayah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna Ibrahim kana umma," Ibrahim alayhi salam was an imam, a role model, a leader that people must follow. Also, Ibrahim alayhi salam has of the qualities that can be in an ummah, but Ibrahim alayhi salam, these qualities being manifested in himself. So if an ummah is a generous ummah, if an ummah is a great ummah, if an ummah of accomplishing goals ummah, Ibrahim alayhi salam was that himself and by himself. And for Ibrahim alayhi salam to achieve that, he had to go through a lot of difficulties. Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go through a lot of tests to pass in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pass the test to be an ummah himself, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I can talk, and I would like to talk about the difficulties and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim alayhi salam to be a leader, but I cannot miss ayat, an important ayat from Surah Al-An'am. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-An'am, ayah 161, قُلْ هُو مُحَمَّدْ سَيْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Oh Muhammad, say, I'm guided to the straight path, الصراط المستقيم, دِينًا قِيَمًا, the perfect way of life, مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, the path and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But what is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? How did Ibrahim alayhi salam lived his life? How did Ibrahim alayhi salam, what's the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam that we need to follow? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, he continued to say to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That you say, that's my prayers, my nusuk, my act of worship, my life and my death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. And there should be a lot of explanation to understand how can somebody have his salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? How can somebody have his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? How can we live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how can we die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because this is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he lived by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lived for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything he has done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Started from beginning of his life to the end of his life, everything he has done was sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he lived for Allah and he died for Allah. When it comes to salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah differentiate between salati wa nusuki. And nusuki had many definitions, many meanings when it comes to the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Muhammad, my prayer, say inna salati, my prayer is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lillahi rabbil alameen. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiate salah from all the active ibadahs? We need to remember something very important. The salah is the only act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants to prescribe it upon Muslims to pray, he didn't send it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He elevated Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to receive the command. So this is something very important. It must be a differentiation between salah and all kinds of ibadahs. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiated in the way he commanded it to us. That's number one. So when we pray, when we stand in prayer, and when we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nusuki. And every act of worship should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that I do of ibadah, if I have someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who I'm doing it for his sake, that's what I'm doing, what I'm committing. It's called shirk al-azghar, the minor shirk. I'm doing it for someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to leave his family in the valley of Bekka at that time, in Mecca. And the valley of Mecca was empty. Allah, and Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Quran, he said, "Inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar." I left my family to live in a valley that has no plants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command him to do. It's a command came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are you going to do? So he left his wife and his son Ismail there. And he turned away and he started going back to Jerusalem. That's where he used to live. So Hajar alayhi salam, his wife, didn't understand. So she started calling upon him. "Where are you going? What are you doing? Are we staying here? Are we not staying there?" Until she figured out that it might be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who command him to do so. So guess what she said? She said, "Allahu amaraka bihada." Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to leave it in this valley that has no plants, has nothing, empty valley? And guess what? He looked at his wife and he said, "Yes, Allah did." She said, "Falan yudayyana." Allah won't leave us alone. Allah will take care of us. It's required a lot of conviction, a lot of belief to do something that's so difficult. Sometimes there is certain command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. We cannot understand and comprehend how can we do it. Because it requires a conviction, a huge faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see the people before us understood this. And for Ibrahim alayhi salam to lead by role model in that way, he had to go through a harder test. What's the harder test that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through? When he broke the idols with the idols of his family and people, and they came, they gathered, and they put their judgment on Ibrahim alayhi salam to be thrown in a fire that's been lit for 3 days, and he's tied and about to be thrown in a fire, in a huge fire of this life. Imagine yourself in that situation. I would seek help from anybody around me. But at that moment, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to be thrown in the fire, Jibreel alayhi salam, the best of the angels, the strongest of the angels, he showed up to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he said, "Assalamu alaikum." Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Wa alaikum assalam." And he says to Ibrahim alayhi salam something very interesting. He said, "Alaka ilayya haja." Do you need something from me? At this point, if we are in less difficult situation and an angel asks you for help, what you would say? They ask you, "You need my help?" "Definitely I need your help. Can you get me out of here?" But Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a leader, he reads something called self-realization. Self-actualization. He realized who himself and what the things are around him and how things are controlled. So what he said? He said, "Ilayk," to you, Jibreel, "amma ilayka fala." To you, Jibreel, I don't need anything. "Amma ila Allah fana'am." But to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely I need. And I need the help. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he understood the meaning of iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. That we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and we seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So in that difficult situation, in that difficult moment, he understood and he knew he should ask. He should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And what does he say, Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." Allah is sufficient to us. And Allah is the best that we trust. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me in that situation for a reason, then I'm going to live for it for a reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only sufficient to me to protect me and help me. And He's the only one I should seek His help and assistance. That's how Ibrahim alayhi salam understood how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something very important. Our ibadah, our nusuks that we do for ibadah, it's not merely an actions and movement that we do. If you think about it, okay, I did my salah of asr 4 rak'ahs and I'm done, without the conviction and faith and iman that you have in your heart, you haven't done it right. You have to do it in a way that it's been reflected in your daily life and what you do in your daily life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Wa mahyai," and my life is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, we are in so difficult times that people, they differentiate between what's ibadah, what's religion, and what's their life. Even though Islam is our way of life. Whatever we do in our life, we have to run it by Islam. From Islam, you do it, you can do it, you should do it. You cannot do it, you cannot do it. And there is an Iranian philosopher, Ali Shariati. He passed away in 1977. He says something very profound. He said, to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more difficult than to die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, the time we're in with the waves of things that we see in our lives and things that are happening around us, it's so difficult sometimes for us to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, يأتي على الناس زمان الصابر فيهم على دينه كالقابض على الجمر. He said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a time will come upon people, that those people who are patient and holding their religion as if they're holding hot coal in their hands, as if they're holding fires in their hand. And that happened. And we see that. And nowadays, especially in the month of June that we're in, there is certain group and lobbyists, I call them, the LGBT lobby, trying to push certain ideas upon us as a Muslim community. But this is not the way how we live our life. This is not something that we accept or affirm or we support or we celebrate. We don't do that because this contradicts with the divine guidance we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we live our life according to the divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't choose how we want to live our life. We live it according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live our life. And if something contradicts with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to live our life, then we don't do it. We peacefully coexist with other and people from different backgrounds and ethnicities and religions. But you don't ask me to accept and celebrate and affirm and support your idea if something that's in my faith I cannot support. This is how we live our life. وَمَحْيَايَ and my life لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something very important. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the scholars, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the importance at the beginning. What's important at the beginning? It's in the order of the things that Allah mentions, salah, before all the ibadahs, because salah is more important. And life before death, because death, life, it's hard to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more important for us to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَمَمَاتِي, and even my death, even when I die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there is no other way except has Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah had guided you to the path and the millah and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us live our life and do our ibadah and die for all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, I want to mention something very important when it comes to Ibrahim عليه السلام. Ibrahim عليه السلام, the Quran talks to him as a leader. And this is Imam Sha'rawi, Sheikh Sha'rawi in his tafsir, they said this is something very interesting that the Quran bring Ibrahim عليه السلام to talk to him as a leader in the Quran. And the reason is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, at the time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not only accepted by the people of the book, but also he was accepted by the idol worshippers of Mecca and Arabia. So he was a leader for the people there. But the people have to learn his seerah and biography and how he lived his life to follow his example. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wasn't Jew or Christian. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he followed the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana hanifan. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was somebody who's devoted his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wasn't among those people who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mention Ibrahim alayhi salam as the father of the prophets, because all the prophets that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam from his descent, either from Ismail or Ishaq. We mention Ibrahim alayhi salam as the leaders of the prophet, because he is the one who called us Muslims. And we are, as Muslims, we are proud of that. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare that he's of the first Muslims, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and O Muhammad, and you are commanded to live by this life, the method of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and you are among the first Muslims. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is the one who called us Muslims. And what does it mean to be Muslim? It means those who submit themselves to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly and lovingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not easy. No one's telling you that to live and submit sometime is easy. It's hard. That's why they need to go through struggle. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, throughout his life, he went through that struggle to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sure that he's living for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail built the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, now it's time for you to make adhan, to call people upon Hajj. Yes, to call for adhan, for Hajj. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Ya Allah, wama yablughu sawti, how far my voice can go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you follow the command, you fulfill the command, and you leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, leave the rest to me, Allah will take care of that. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood in the mountain and he make the adhan, and people start making Hajj for now thousands of years of the barakah, of the dua, of following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we should follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with faith and conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the rest. And we feel we fall a free fall on the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do so, then we are trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا وذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى كل خير. اللهم يا الله أعن إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أعنهم في كشمير والهند وباكستان يا رب العالمين، واليمن وسوريا يا رب العالمين، وأفغانستان وجميع بقاع الأرض يا رب العالمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كلنا ولا تكن علينا. اللهم كلنا ولا تكن علينا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، وخذ بناصينا للبر والتقوى. اللهم وفقنا لهداك، واجعل أعمالنا الصالحة في رضاك يا رب العالمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. دائماً وأبداً لا إله إلا الله. اعتدلوا. Please make straight line. رحم الله امرئ ساوى نفسه. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you very much, Brother Ahmed, for a good reminder. May Allah bless you. Please make dua for several people who are not well. May Allah give them shifa. and several people passed away. May Allah give them maghfirah. Please pray for Brother Aliuddin Muhammad, Sister Sanaz Tahiri, Brother Abdullah Dasti, and Brother Yusuf Fateh Ismail. May Allah bless all of them with shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim. Anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yughadiru saqam. Also dua maghfira for Sister Sadiqa Rizai Sarraf, Sister Shabnam Ipakchi, Brother Manu Sheher Iqbal, and Brother Henry Thomas Muhammad, and Sister Dilshad Farooqi. Also make dua for the parent, Tahir and Nasreed Muhammad. Their baby passed away, Mones Tahir, and Huzaifa and Sister Tanil. Their baby Nasir also passed away. May Allah bless the parent, give them patience, inshallah, and bless the whole family. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. اللهم اكرم نزلهم وسم ادخلهم يا الله صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله واصحابه واتباعه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.